Okay, let's see what is concerning the B'nai Aliyah today. I'm going to start with 341. I'm going to start from the other end. I was once zeicher to interact with the famous Rosh Yeshiva of the Tapi Yeshiva, and I noticed a clear lack of midas and menschlichkeit. I was told that it's part of his festkeit. What is the proper perspective? And is this a reason not to learn in his yeshiva? So the first thing we have to know is that if this yeshiva is a serious Talmud Chacham, there's no way to judge him through the eyes of an Amoritz. The yashris that this Rav HaShoyel has, that he feels this Adu Godel is not his Galbanin, it's only if his yashris is, if he shokled to him in Chochmah, and Memele, his judgments of Yashrus is a very, very real judgment. But just because, like, you know, he didn't tickle you and he was intolerant of your nonsense, or you could judge him easily as lack of menschlichkeit, and without wissing that it's just not so. I mean, the only Rosh Yeshivas that I would have this is only if I heard from other Gedolei Yisrael that they think he's not a mensch. But to hear from Hedyetim and Ketanim, even well-meaning people, that Yen is not a mensch, it's very, very hard to call a judgment based on that. You have to realize that many, many Gedolei Yisrael that are very tough and very difficult, and it's very hard to be around them, and it's not pleasant, they're always money, and it doesn't take away a key who's there from the godless. There is a certain chavivis to a god like Rav Shlomo Zalman, or a god like Rav Pam, that's how they're just dripping sweetness, and like you never feel he's demeaning or looking down at you or imposing any standard. This sweet and sugar to eat. But without vision that there were other Gedolei Yisrael that were not that way. And they were perfect balimidas. You know, takes a gewaldike in and gewaldike maturity to judge midas. But if they had standards and they were running standards and imposing standards with a kas upon them all the time, that doesn't make them not balimidas. And you'd be surprised to know that Rabbi Yisrael HaKeim Miradin, the Mekorovim Zayna, had a very hard time with him. He was not like Rav Pam. That was not his style. And nobody's Maharachov in his Madregis of Rabbi Yisrael, he is the tzaddik of our times. But Mizal Bissin, it was not in Rav Pam's Mahalach at all. He was demanding and serious, and even a yid like Rav Tolly, talking about a god of Yisrael that was a yeshiva in yeshiva, you know, used to avoid him and have a little shvakaitin with him. It wasn't so pasha. And this does not take away from his godless at all. In the eyes of a hedyah, they would take away from his godless, but you have to judge him with a whole different eyes, with a whole different level. So only if other Gedolei Yisrael call out this yeshiva, you know, which there has been. I've heard Rosh Yeshiva saying about Pliny, he is not a mensch. It's not impossible to be. But your own judgment of it, there's a great vort that I once heard from my Shvogar Reburn, that he was going in the Mishnah Mishteit, Ezu derech sheyovo lo yodom, kol shu tiferes lo yiseho. So he said that there were many gedolim that wasn't the derech. Not everything he did was the tiferes lo yiseho. Sometimes it was reish and shocking and be'ini abrius. So he was medayik that Mishnah Mishteit, Ezu derech sheyovo lo yodom. What's a derech that somebody should choose? Meaning, if you're in a position to choose, meaning you are not be'etzim this way, you are a person who can now shape yourself. So choose the one that's teferes le'adam. But all those Gedolei Yisrael that were tough and difficult, this was their metzius and this was their godless, and it's not considered a chesam b'nei at all. Not everybody is in a position to be young without people that have just that content and that taicha and very demanding, and they have the high standards and they're not civil things. You know, state in the Maseira that the Ritvaz was the Rav Slutsk and Rabbi Zalman took over from him. And he was still alive. And the people there were trying to get rid of the Ritvaz. even though the Rishvaz was a dar older, at least a dar older than Mrs. Alman, he was looked at as from the Gedoni Ador. But whoever crossed him, suddenly his son or his wife died within 6 weeks. I mean, the Hakpadas were tremendous. But there was never any concern on his midas. He's Machped. I mean, if it's a dark party, you did the wrong thing, you crossed him. You know what I mean? You have to judge the Gedoli Yisrael in the light of another godly soul who understands and appreciates him. Not everybody is sweet as sugar, and not everyone has the din to be sweet as sugar. There is, if you're a yochel lover, a derech, then you pick that. But if you are, but it's different. Then, you know, there's no pickpocket, there's no tying on the person whatsoever. So until, you know, other Gedolei Yisrael call him out and say, this Shiva is not a mensch, which I've heard that. It's not like I'm saying this is something which is impossible. You know, it could be, but, you know, Stalbeth had the atheist think, just because he could be very principled and stand ground on his thing, that's not a katnus at all, that's a godless, and that's not a psalmidus. When it comes to really being nice about the chaver, he can be a thousand times bigger than everybody else. Yeah. And the question in judging the midas, I don't know if anyone remembers, but I mean, if you went into the stipler, it was tough. It was tough, and he could try you on, or you do a little thing that gets on his nerves, he could wipe the floors with you. In fact, when I was a boy, it was a W-Dua that the stipler shied you on. You went up the block to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and he would be mefayis. And if it wasn't enough, he would go down to his father and tell his father, "Got a whole great guy. He's upset." You know, then the disciple would be mefayis. But there was no hogem musari over there. I mean, you know, in the ene hediatis, you would say, "What'd you get a wolf great to me? I just asked for a bracha. What do you get a wolf great?" But these are daily song, the daily and everything they do, and every act part of it, and it's felt garnished in the midas and stipends with tzaddiki and do. Because it's the same thing. You can't judge it with the eyes of idiotas like a girl that you just want everyone just to be nice and sweet to you. That's not what it is. The standards that they want you to live up to, and any misdemeanor in Hilchos D'Acharei they're going to catch, and they're going to let you know it. And then it's not a stira. Because what they taught you, what Mor Brandy taught you is midas tavis is not always the truth. Her picture of midas tavis is lav dafka, what it is. When I was back years ago, when I was studying in Berlin, I put and gave a mushel to this. He didn't tell it to me. He told it to a chavim. I told it to Reb Chaim Yitzchak Kaplan, who recently gave a drash over here. And Reb Chaim Yitzchak was then my chavrus. He told it over to me. He said something like this: that it's taking you to an old world, but the point is very sharp. He said there was a. There was a malabayas that had many animals, many behemoths on a farm. And there was a bowl that he called Tzeber, a bowl that was called Tzeber, a big pail, that he would throw in there all the meats that were unedible in the Shlachtos. At the end of the day, he'd give this pail of Tzeber to all the horses. And they would relish in that, but this was really unedible for people. Came one day, and the Malbos got busy with a lot of people, with some argument, he neglected, he forgot to give the tzeber to the horse. So the horse was wondering why he didn't get the tzeber. So the horse assumed that Mr. the Balabais ate the tzeber today, and he wanted it himself. That's just what the horse assumed, which is a joke, because it wasn't edible. So anytime he saw an Adam Cotton making a judgment on Adam Godla, he would use this word tzeber as a symbol that you like the horse, that thinks the Balabais is a horse like you. And maybe you're applying to him the rationale of a horse. This is the Shafkat, how he used to call it, refer to it with this episode. I think this point is enough clear that we can go on to the next problem.